For the 29th consecutive year, organizers are busy hoisting tents and rolling in food trucks to bring a large renewable energy fair to life in rural central Wisconsin. The three-day event is hosted by the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, or MREA, and it draws people from around the country to its headquarters in Custer.
But instead of traveling to Custer, Lake Effect Susan Bentz found excitement over the coming fair on a rooftop in Milwaukee, looking down on the Menominee River Valley. That's where she met Elizabeth Hittman, who serves on MREA's board of directors, and Peter Murphy, MREA's Milwaukee-based solar program manager. Murphy explains why the space they're in is so important.
So we're on the roof of Escuela Verde in the Silver City neighborhood. They're a Milwaukee public charter school. We've got a nice view of Miller Park here. Escuela Verde recently installed solar modules on their roof.
There was also a student from the school directly involved who also worked with you because you helped to train him, right?
Yeah. So MREA, Midwest Renewable Energy Association, does a training program called the Solar Training Academy, and we do this one weekend per month, January, February, March, in Escuela Verde. And as part of this, one of EV's students, Daniel Rodriguez, went through our Solar Training Academy. He got trained up, learned how to install solar panels, and then he got hired on by Current Electric, who installed the solar modules on this school. And so during his spring break, right after he finished his exam for the solar training program, he helped actually install this large solar array on his school, which is just awesome.
So how does this illustrate what MREA is today?
MREA's mission is to promote renewable energy through education and demonstration. And that is exactly what happened here, right? Daniel was educated about solar. He's doing a senior thesis at school about solar, took the professional training, and has now demonstrated solar. And this solar array on their school will be used for years in the future, hopefully, to educate other students about, you know, energy issues, the difference between buying your energy from utility versus creating it yourself, overall just community resilience and self-reliance, energy independence. Yeah.
So your path to this world, Peter, am I right, this you lived in River, or maybe it was even the pre-River West, was it?
I was in River West.
Yeah,
so I, back in 2013, with the help of Elizabeth Hittman and Amy Hart.
She's here, but you can't see her.
we put together Solar River West, which was a solar group purchasing program. And about, I think, 17 households went solar through the program. Basically, the idea is to get make solar faster, easier, and more affordable by leveraging education en masse and then volume buying power, an economy of scale to bring down the price of solar. And we started doing these neighborhood by neighborhood around Milwaukee. We did River West, and we did Bayview. We did this neighborhood, Layton Boulevard West. We did Washington Heights. We did the east side, and then we kind of expanded citywide and started working with the suburbs as well. So we did Shorewood, and then we did Wauwatosa. And we do these programs now all over the Midwest. So we've done them in Iowa and Wisconsin, obviously, and Illinois as well.
The first time I talked to you,
it was at the River West Co-op.
I know where it was, but I was trying to think the way you described yourself as a teenager.
Just like a snotty...
Yeah, that's what you said.
Just a snotty punk kid.
Yeah. Interested in what besides being snotty?
Music and the environment, though. Just like progressive politics, leftist politics. Majored in poli-sci and English in college, and then I got a master's in nonprofit management at UWM. So this kind of work sort of like percolated for a long time. And before I got hired at the MREA, we were doing those programs, and I was doing it more on like a community organizer level, and now it's more on like a renewable energy advocate level, or coming at it from that perspective.
So let's shift over to Elizabeth Hittman. What was your path to this?
I grew up in Milwaukee. Both my parents were educators, so I feel like that's maybe where I was drawn to the MREA, but really I got inspired the first time I went to the energy fair.
You did?
Yeah. I did my undergrad in Stevens Point, and the energy fair takes place right outside of Stevens Point, and I was just blown away. Like, how many people were there, all the great workshops. Like, it was just amazing to see everyone kind of convene in one place. And they have a lot of fun. You know, it's kind of like a county fair, a little bit atmosphere. You know, there's music.
Fair,
and yeah, funky county fair. Yeah. But you could attend workshops on, you know, like designing your home for passive solar, or, you know, how to build your own wind turbine, and, you know, really advanced stuff. And they kind of rank them, you know, beginning and intermediate and advanced. And so it was just really inspiring, I think. And, you know, there's not a ton of environmental organizations in Milwaukee. I feel like a lot of them are headquartered in Madison. So it's great to have, you know, the MREA have an office here in Milwaukee because there's so much potential for solar jobs. You know, we're a former manufacturing town, and the city and our sustainability office, I think, is really supportive of, you know, green jobs and whether it's in energy efficiency or renewables. And so it's great to have Escuela Verde here and have them be a location where the MREA is so people can come ask questions and they teach their classes here. And now there's this, you know, demonstration location on the roof where people can get up here and look at the panels, and the students can take them off and put them back on. And
so what are you finding among your contemporaries? Are more people, is this starting to resonate with more people, or are you like so many of us in a bubble and you're not sure about the rest of the world?
Well, it's a huge cross-section. I'm seeing a lot more interest in this technology and in this profession, because we're really poised for an explosion. I mean, in solar proliferation. I mean, it's to the tune of what did Nick say? It was, he compared it to our executive director Nick Hyla, compared the rise of renewable energy right now, that we're kind of just at the tipping point of, to the actual, like, national electrification at the beginning of the 1900s. So there's just so much room for growth. I mean, right now, we have solar leads in new electric generating capacity. So more solar is being added every year than hydro or wind or nuclear or natural gas or coal. More solar is being added than all of those. But that having been said, there's still, in terms of our overall energy mix, solar only makes up a fraction of a percent of our overall energy mix in Wisconsin. In California, I think it's as high as 6%. In Vermont, it's like 2%. But here, it's a fraction of a percent. So we have so much room for growth. It's starting to become normalized. It's much more affordable. It's accessible for more and more people. So as far as a career goes, it's really ideal.
Yeah, and there's a nonprofit in Washington, D.C. called the Solar Foundation, and they do an annual solar job census. So they've been tracking the number of solar jobs over the past probably like 8 years. And from 2012 to 2017, the number solar employment grew 110%. So on average, about 16% per year. You know, and in the past, a lot of that was happening on the East Coast and the West Coast, but it's starting to make its way to the Midwest. So we have so much potential for jobs. And I feel like it's just kind of a great place to start, I feel like. So it has everything. And it's nice to know that there's more jobs out there than just the installation jobs, which are really important. But, you know, there's jobs in finance, there's legal jobs, marketing, PR, project management, all of that.
Can I talk a little bit more about the energy fair? Is that okay?
But I think it's exciting too to see like the transformation, and I feel like Midwesterners are very, you know, practical and
conservative.
Yeah, but then they come to these. I think that's why it's so important to have these educational sessions. Like, people come, you know, and they've done a little bit of research on their own, but it's nice to have this like independent organization that they can ask questions to. They're not trying to sell them anything. They're just there to give them information. And I feel like people make the decision, like a lot of them, like on the spot, and they'll be like, okay, I'm ready to go. And, you know, it's just exciting to see it all kind of happening now. It's exciting to be a part of it, I think.
Yeah. We just put in a gigantic solar carport, which prior to seeing it, it's like, do those exist? It makes so much sense, right? To charge electric vehicles under a big solar carport. It's like, it's so obvious. Like, there's our fuel. It comes from the sun. We don't need gasoline anymore. But seeing it makes something clicks in your mind when you see it actually in motion. To give you an example, I'm just about to finish a program, about a 6-month long program, in Sauk County. It's called Solar Sauk County. And, you know, over 300 individuals have come to information sessions just to learn, just to find out, what is this all about? A lot of them are going to be going solar as a result of the program. There's so much interest. It just makes sense. It makes financial sense. And now that we're at that point where it's more affordable, way more people are doing it, and it's just become like I said, it's become more normal. It's easier to learn about. It's easier to invest in. There's plenty of solar installers in the market, so you know it's not dominated by one company or anything. A lot of local installers, small local jobs. They can't be outsourced. It's positive all the way around.
Peter Murphy is the Milwaukee-based solar program manager with the Midwest Renewable Energy Association. Elizabeth Hittman serves on its board of directors, and by day she is sustainability program coordinator in the City of Milwaukee's Environmental Collaboration Office.
The 29th annual MREA Energy Fair starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. They spoke with Susan Bentz, and there is more information at WUWM.com.